Lots of people look forward to retirement, but the majority has not set aside enough money to retire. Much of that has to do with unexpected costs. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck says consistently setting aside money is key.
University of Wyoming Extension Specialist Cole Emke has looked at a lot of studies surrounding personal financial management. He says some of the numbers are alarming.
Something like 40% of people don't have access to a 401k, and so easily 50% of people haven't contributed any kind of a balance to it. And if they don't have a 401k, that's our main tool for retiring. Social Security, can't really rely on that. And the balances that are in those 401ks, likely less than $100,000, even for people who are getting pretty close to retirement.
Emke says people typically underestimate what they need for retirement. One example surrounds health care.
54% of people say that they are overwhelmed by the medical expenses that they're going to face within retirement. It's a huge issue. If there were a couple 65 years old going to retire today, over the course of their retirement, they would have medical expenses probably about $275,000, even if you're in good health.
Vicki Colgan was a school teacher and was an attorney for the state of Wyoming during her career, which means she gets a state pension. Colgan retired 3 years ago, and she wishes she had contributed even more to supplemental retirement accounts.
I was always good about putting money away, but I wasn't good about thinking about how that money should be invested and how much I wanted to have in my own deferred compensation plan at the beginning of my retirement.
Because she has retirement accounts, she's better than most, but Colgan still worries.
I'm doing fine now, but I do kind of worry about creeping inflation for 20 years down the road.
Colgan admits that healthcare costs are among those concerns. Polly Scott works with the Wyoming retirement system, and she says people should start saving when they first get a full-time job, even if it's 4 or 5% of their income. She says those who wait are costing themselves money. Scott says the biggest thing she sees is that people don't invest enough into 401ks or deferred compensation plans.
People who are in the private sector, they got to be saving around 10% minimum and try to go even a little higher. And then in our system, because we do have the pension plan, we can back that down maybe to like between 5, 6% is what people should be saving on their own on average.
Emke and Scott both say the best thing to do is to consistently use a retirement calculator to determine how much money you will need in retirement. Scott says it can be daunting at first, but it gives people something to shoot for. Scott adds that factoring in money for emergencies such as healthcare needs is critical.
You know, oftentimes people end up using their home equity for those types of expenses. One of the best kept secrets in the United States is that Medicare does not pay for long-term care, and that you have to have insurance for that, or you have to be able to pay for that out of some long-term assets that you've built up.
Medicare also doesn't pay for such things as hearing aids or dental care. Scott says consistent investing and saving should help you save enough money, but when you save it, leave it there, even when you're between jobs.
Because that's extremely detrimental to your overall retirement security. People really never make that up.
October 22nd through the 28th is Wyoming Retirement Security Week. Scott says that's a great time to review your financial security. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.